All right, guys, welcome to our second part of our troubleshooting training module. Today we're doing a compendium. We're highlighting the key points in the troubleshooting lesson that you received. So let's continue now with our point on empathy. Let's define empathy. So remember that empathy is to imagine what it's like for the customer. It's to identify the customer's feelings and emotions, to listen attentively, right? And to use language that conveys to the customer that you understand his or her situation. And most importantly, imagine, right? Imagine how difficult it could be for the customer and imagine the situation of the customer. Remember to use empathy verbs like I understand, or I know, I realize, and a tone of voice. Remember that we talked about tone of voice in our last class. Use the proper tone of voice so you don't sound robotic. You can also use scripts, empathy scripts, to help you build vocabulary. So this is a great opportunity to refresh what troubleshooting is, what empathy is, but specifically for the internet. Let's begin.
Empathy for troubleshooting the internet. Empathy is the ability to recognize feelings and emotions in others. The idea is called empathy, and the action, verb, is used as to empathize. We have to be able to recognize the feelings and emotions of our customers, especially when customers have inconveniences with their service or issues with their phone device. Put yourself in the customer's shoes. A lot of times we hear this very common cliche about empathy, and it is a good way at looking at it. However, empathy is about using your imagination. That is, you need to imagine the situation your customer is going through, especially in regard to the feelings that customers experience when the service is not working or the device is not operating correctly. These feelings are generally of frustration and anxiety. It is your job to sympathize with the situation and eventually empathize. Imagine what it's like for the customer. You're imagining how it would feel and how the situation would be like. When customers experience inconvenience or frustration with their service or device, it's our job as customer service representatives to sympathize with their situation and empathize with their feelings of frustration and anxiety. However, it's important to note that empathy is not about calming customers down or using magic words to solve a situation. These are common misconceptions or mistaken ideas of what empathy is. Instead, it's about adopting an attitude of service and a genuine willingness to assist the customer in resolving their issues. It's about actively listening to their concerns, showing understanding and patience, and doing everything within our power to help them find a solution. Empathy requires us to imagine what it's like for the customer, to envision how they feel and what the situation is like from their perspective. By doing so, we can better connect with them on a human level and provide the support and assistance they need. In essence, empathy is not just a skill, it's a mindset, a way of approaching customer interactions with compassion, understanding, and a genuine desire to help. And it's this attitude of service and willingness to assist, coupled with the ability to imagine what the customer is going through, that truly matters in delivering exceptional customer service.
Okay, team. So something to also note is that empathy is not about calming customers down, right? So you're not going to calm down the customer by saying an empathy script. That's not the case. And it's not about using magic words or magic scripts that are going to fix the problem. That's not empathy. Empathy instead is, it's a mentality, it's a mindset, right? A mindset is an attitude of patience, an attitude of service, but also expressing sincerely the situation of the customer by saying, I truly understand. I know it's difficult. I know you're upset about it. So that part of the empathy is very important, okay? And that should be the correct approach that we should have when empathizing with our customers. So everyone, if you're ready, click on the I understand empathy for call centers now. Next page. All right, perfect. Now, our next point is on empathy scripts. For example, I'm sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time. So remember that empathy scripts are a great way to build vocabulary to help us understand the process of empathy or the language used in empathy, in this case, I mean, right? And they are a great starting point to build the vocabulary and to start empathizing with their customers. So at the beginning, everybody uses some scripts. So let's take a look at some examples. Let's listen.
As an initiative or call center beginner, it's recommended you start with empathy scripts. This will allow you to build the necessary vocabulary while you are still in your training stages. Consider the following scripts to help you start building vocabulary for this skill. 1. I'm sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time. 2. I realize it's very important to have your full 5G service, but I can definitely help you with that. 3. I realize this situation has made you upset, but you are talking to the right person to help you. 4. I understand you are concerned about your internet connection, but rest assured, I'm here to help you. Let me go ahead and troubleshoot your device. Practice this scripts to allow to start building vocabulary to empathize with customers.
All right, guys. So it's recommended that we practice these scripts. Remember to use empathy verbs like I realize or I understand, or phrases like I'm sorry to hear X or Y situation, right? So these are great ways of starting, and the scripts are great ways to start building vocabulary. Let's click on the I understand learning empathy scripts will allow me to build vocabulary to empathize with customers. Click on the I understand learning empathy scripts. Awesome. So now we're going to do an empathy quiz. Based on the information that we've discussed, you have 8 questions in terms of empathy and using scripts. I'll give you guys 5 minutes so you guys can answer and take your time. You may begin to answer now. When you're done, click on next page and wait for me there. Good luck. Okay, team, let's continue. So now that we finished our empathy quiz, let's move on to our next topic. Okay, guys, our last point for this morning is internet quick fixes. What is an internet quick fix? A quick fix is a troubleshooting process that guarantees to resolve the majority of internet connectivity issues. So a quick fix is just like a quick steps, right? A quick solution to fix the internet, you know, a quick procedure, a quick process to correct the internet. So you don't have to waste your time correcting something that can be quickly fixed. So in the training, we talked about three. We talked about, do you remember? Airplane mode was the first one. The second one was the power cycle. And the third one was the cancel location or the tower refresh. So let's do a little refresher on what is a quick fix, and we'll discuss the three steps. Let's begin.
What is a quick fix? A quick fix is an easy and straightforward solution to common connectivity issues experienced with cell phones. These quick fixes are designed to address common problems quickly and effectively, without the need for extensive troubleshooting or technical expertise. Quick fixes are convenient and accessible options for users to resolve connectivity issues on their own, helping to minimize disruptions to their mobile experience and ensuring a seamless connection to the cellular network.
Very good. So many of the problems that prevent a cell phone from establishing a connection to the cellular network or the service tower can be resolved through quick fix process. These fixes have been proven in the majority of cases to reconnect the customer's cell phone to its cellular network. The most common fixes to the internet connectivity issues are airplane mode quick fix, power cycle quick fix, and cancel location quick fix, or the tower refresh. So let's click on the I understand what an internet quick fix is to continue with your training. Our next point is to talk about the airplane mode quick fix, which was in our first module. So here's a little refresher on what it is.
One, airplane mode. Quick fix. Airplane mode is a feature on cell phones that disables all wireless connections, including cellular, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth. Using the airplane mode, quick fix involves activating the airplane mode setting on and off, which can help reset the device's connection to the cellular network. This quick fix is effective for resolving various connectivity issues, such as network congestion, signal interference, or temporary glitches in the network connection. By activating airplane mode and then deactivating it, the device essentially resets its connection to the cellular network, often restoring connectivity and resolving the issue.
Okay, so in a nutshell, very quickly, what is a quick fix? Well, in a quick fix, like the airplane mode, is you're just going to tell the customer to activate the airplane mode. So you just, in your own words, you tell the customer to go to settings, to find the airplane icon, to activate it, to turn it, to tap it on, and then tap it off. Give the customer a couple of seconds, and then you tell the customer to test the internet. If that works, perfect. Then you solve the internet problem in less than 5 minutes. So that's quick fix number one. So everybody, let's click on, I understand what is the airplane mode quick fix. It's the easiest. Next, we have the power cycle. So by the way of a thumbs up, have you ever called your internet provider, let's say here in Guatemala, Claro or Tigo, and you called them and you talked to a representative on the phone, and the representative just simply told you, turn off the router and turn it back on again. And then you connect it to the internet. Is that your case? Right? By a show of thumbs up, have you ever called technical support and they tell you just turn it off, turn it back on again? Well, that's what we call the power cycle at the call center, right? It's to turn the phone off, right? Turn the device completely off, to shut down the phone, or to disconnect or turn off the router and then back on again. This allows the device, the cell phone or the router, to reconnect and reconfigure itself automatically. So that's the second step. So how do you do it? Well, let's listen again to the process.
Two, power cycle. Power cycling, also known as rebooting or restarting, involves turning the device off and then back on again. This simple yet effective quick fix can help resolve a wide range of issues, including connectivity issues with cellular networks. By powering off the device and then restarting it, any temporary glitches or software issues that may be affecting the device's connection to the network can be cleared. Power cycling essentially refreshes the device's system, allowing it to establish a new connection to the cellular network and potentially resolve the connectivity issue.
Okay, very good. Everything all right?
No, coach, we can't listen. We can't.
The audio is shared here, so let's test it one more time.
Two, power cycle. Power cycling, also known as rebooting or restarting, involves turning the device off and then back on again.
No, coach.
Well, I have the audio option here, Jose. I don't know if anybody else is having problems. Can you guys hear it? Can you guys hear the audio?
I can hear.
You can?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so, okay, that's okay, Jose. Then you can click on the audio yourself, Jose, and you can listen to it. If you're having trouble listening to my audio, but it is configured here. That's kind of strange. Probably there's a glitch there. You need to troubleshoot your audio. All right.
Coach,
so,
can you listen?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Okay, so
I don't know what happened, but I can't listen to you.
I'm not sure. You have to troubleshoot your audio. Anyway, let's get back to the lesson here. So, power cycle. If you're telling the customer to fix the phone with a power cycle, advise the customer to press and hold the button for a couple of seconds and wait till the phone is off. So in simple words, Mr. Customer, press the button, the power button, and wait. Okay, then turn it off. Then wait a minute. After the minute, you tell, okay, Mr. Customer, turn the phone on or turn it back on. Turn on. Okay, so you're going to say turn off, turn on, turn off, turn on. Remember that. Mr. Customer, turn off the phone. Then you wait. Okay. Is it off? Yes. Okay. Now turn on the phone. And you have the customer turn on the phone. When the phone is on, then you ask the customer to test the internet. Hey, Mr. Customer, great. Now let's test the internet. Let's test the internet. So that's the power cycle mode. Click on the I am aware of the power cycle quick fix to continue. Perfect. Our next point is the cancel location, or we should say the tower refresh. So in this process, you're going to use your system tools, right, at the call center to reset the signal, to tell the signal of the tower to restart. To refresh, okay? And you just tell your customer, okay, don't worry, Mr. Customer, I'm going to fix it. I will refresh the tower. I will refresh the signal. That's it. Give me a moment, please. Hold the line. Then you role play that. And then you tell the customer, okay, so now let's test the internet. Let's test it. In real life, you will have applications that you will learn. But in order to do a role play, you just role play, simulate that you're using your apps to cancel the location or refresh the tower. Let's listen.
Three, cancel location, tower refresh. The cancel location, also known as tower refresh, is a quick fix that involves initiating a refresh of the device's connection to the cellular network's towers. This process forces the device to reconnect to the nearest cellular tower, which can help resolve connectivity issues caused by a weak or unstable connection to the tower. By canceling the device's current location and refreshing its connection to the network, this quick fix can improve signal strength, enhance network stability, and resolve issues such as dropped calls or slow data speeds.
Perfect. So yeah, this is 90% of the time when you use this or do this at the call center, it will fix the problem. Also other issues like dropped calls. So if the customer says my calls are dropped or I'm dropping the calls, that means that they're disconnecting like all of a sudden, suddenly, like those type of problems with the phone calls. So problems with the phone calls, with the clarity sometimes can be fixed with this process, and also slow data. So let's say the customer has connection, right? Has a connection to the internet, but it's slow. It's not fast. It's not normal, right? He can connect, he can do things and watch videos, but it's slow. So with this process, you can also correct the slow data speeds. Okay. So that is the cancel location, which we practiced last time. So everybody click on the I am aware of the cancel location quick fix to continue with your training. Okay, guys. So we've got our next point, which is the quiz on basic troubleshooting for the internet. We have 8 questions. So I'll give you guys about 5 minutes to answer your quiz, and then we'll provide you a lesson summary of this module. You guys may begin. Good luck. Okay, team. Good job, everyone. Let's move on, guys. Let's click on next page. And we've come to the end of our training module for basic troubleshooting. This is our lesson summary. These are the points that we discussed and covered in this training module. Let's listen.
In this training module, we explored the fundamentals of troubleshooting internet connectivity issues for cell phones. Here's a summary of what we covered. Understanding. Troubleshooting. Troubleshooting is a systematic process of problem solving aimed at identifying and resolving issues affecting cell phone functions and internet connectivity. It involves diagnosing symptoms, identifying root causes, and implementing solutions to restore proper functionality. Empathy in customer service. Empathy is the ability to recognize and understand the feelings and emotions of others. It plays a crucial role in customer service interactions, especially when customers experience frustration or inconvenience with their service or device. Empathy involves putting oneself in the customer's shoes, imagining their situation, and providing support and assistance with a genuine attitude of service. Internet quick fixes. We discussed three common quick fixes for internet connectivity issues: airplane mode, quick fix, toggling airplane mode on and off to reset the device's connection to the cellular network; power cycle, restarting the device to clear temporary glitches and restore connectivity; cancel location, tower refresh, initiating a refresh of the device's connection to cellular towers to improve signal; strength and stability, by mastering the skills and techniques covered in this training module, call center representatives will be better equipped to assist customers with internet connectivity issues effectively. Through empathy, clear communication, and a systematic approach to troubleshooting, representatives can provide exceptional customer service and help customers get back online with confidence.
Okay, team, so that's a summary of the points that we discussed in this module for basic troubleshooting for the internet. So congratulations, everyone. Let's click on the I have completed the basic troubleshooting module. Congrats. So that's it, guys. Let's see.
Congratulations on completing this training module. We are confident that this training material will serve as an invaluable tool for you as an agent as they navigate the complexities of troubleshooting internet connectivity issues for customers. Your hard work and dedication have ensured you are well prepared to handle any challenges that may arise, and we have no doubt that our customers will benefit greatly from the expertise and professionalism you will provide. Happy troubleshooting.
Okay, team, so congratulations. Click on the submit button. Congratulations for completing your troubleshooting training, basic troubleshooting training. So congratulations, everyone, for completing this part of your training. Well done. So click on the submit and share your screenshot in the group, guys. And expectations, we will have a point. We will cover a point on Friday. We will cover a different point on Friday. And on Monday, we're going to have a test. We're going to have the monthly test for you guys. It's on Monday. So next Monday, we're going to have the progress test for February. Okay? So make sure to be here on Friday for the topic that I will deliver. But on Monday, so this Monday, which is February, let me check, 26th. You will have the February test, okay? So on Monday is the test, okay? And in March, so this is March. So in March, we're going to have the final test, right? This is the final test. In March, the specific date will be the 26th. The 20th of March. So March 20th is the final test. And on the 22nd of March, we will give the diplomas. So on the 22nd, there is no class because we will give diplomas. So you have to send us a photo in March, a nice photo to include in your diploma. Okay. And the Semana Santa break in Guatemala is from the 25th to the 31st of March. So this is the Semana Santa holiday here in Guatemala. There's no activities, nowhere. So everything is closed. So we will not have classes, no classes during this time as well. And our new classes will begin on April 1st. So April 1st, we'll start the second trimester. So el segundo trimestre, right? The second trimester of the year will start on April 1st. That's our second start, okay? And information for re-inscriptions, if you're going to continue your English development, will be from the week of the 11th, from the 22nd, you can enroll. So you can start your process and get involved from the 11th to the 22nd, your re-inscription process for the second trimester, okay? So there you go. So just some information. I think we've already shared this information. You know, we have already shared the information. So just keep it in mind so you know what to do, plan with time, what you're going to do, what is expected of you. So remember that we have a test on Monday. I will give you class this Friday. So this Friday is not a vacation. So I will see you on Friday for class as well. And on Monday, we're going to have our test. Okay. So that's it, guys. That's all for me this morning. I don't know if anybody has any questions. Everybody good?
Everything okay, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Coach.
Congratulations on completing your training for this morning. God willing, I will see you Friday. Have yourself a wonderful day, guys. Take care. Bye, Mane. Bye, Pam.
See you. See ya.
Take care. Bye, Luisa. Bye, Jose.